Today, the JobKeeper boo-boo. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, welcome to this post covering finance and problem news with a distinctively Australian flavour. I have been wrestling with a problem for the last few weeks relating to my surveys, because one of the questions that we've been asking is whether households are expecting to receive support direct from JobKeeper. Now, my problem was that on my estimates, only around 3 million households across the country were expecting to receive support, whereas the official figures were at 6 million. And that, of course, creates a big difference in terms of potential outcomes. It means that there are more households potentially in financial difficulty than perhaps are recognised. And, of course, that is in addition to the 1 million households who are in gig jobs or short-term employment and fall outside the scheme. Now, there's always Job Seeker, but there are some limitations with that program too. So imagine my surprise today when we got a press release. This is from Treasury. Late yesterday, the ATO and Treasury advised the government of a reporting error in estimates of the number of employees likely to access the JobKeeper program. The enrolment forms completed by more than 910,000 businesses who have self-assessed as eligible under the scheme had indicated that the program would cover around 6.5 million eligible employees. The ATO's review of these forms has found that around 1,000 of those businesses appear to have made significant errors when reporting the estimate of eligible employees on their enrolment form. The most common error was that instead of reporting the number of employees they expected to be eligible, they reported the amount of assistance they expected to receive. For example, over 500 businesses with one eligible employee reported a figure of 1,500, which is the amount of JobKeeper payment they would expect to receive for each fortnight of that employee. This reporting error has come to light as the ATO and Treasury have been analysing the amounts being paid out under the scheme, reconciling these with the estimates provided by enrolled businesses of the likely number of eligible employees. It was not picked up by the ATO earlier, as their primary focus in the first fortnight of JobKeeper payments was on ensuring that JobKeeper payments were paid promptly to those eligible for them, and not paid to those who were ineligible. These initial estimates from businesses of employees covered are not linked to payments and so were not as carefully analysed. Importantly, this reporting error has no consequence for JobKeeper payments that have already been made to eligible businesses, as payments under the scheme depend on the subsequent declaration that an eligible business makes in relation to each and every eligible employee. This declaration does not involve estimates and requires an employee to provide the tax file number for each eligible employee. By contrast, the only use of the information collected in respect of the reporting error was to provide an early estimate of the number of expected employees likely to access the JobKeeper program. As of the 20th of May 2020, 910,055 businesses had enrolled in the JobKeeper program. Of those, 759,654 had made claims in relation to their eligible employees and had their applications processed. This resulted in $8.7 billion of approved payments to those 759,654 businesses, covering around 2.9 million employees. Around 97% of claims have been paid to employers within 3 business days of employers making the employee declaration. Around 150,000 enrolled businesses are yet to complete their employee declaration, which is required before payments can be made. Employers can still apply up to the 31st of May for payments made in April. Moreover, the program will remain open to businesses that meet the eligibility requirements over the 6 months that it is in operation. In light of the take-up of the scheme to date, remaining enrolments, and that the scheme remains open to new registrations, Treasury now expects the number of employees likely to be covered under the JobKeeper program to be around 3.5 million. JobKeeper is a demand-driven program which was designed to support eligible employees in businesses that have experienced a significant fall in their turnover. At the time the JobKeeper program was developed, Treasury estimated that around 6.5 million employees would access the program. This estimate was developed at the time when coronavirus cases were growing significantly in Australia and restrictions were being tightened across Australia and much of the world. The difference between Treasury's estimates at the time and the number of employees now accessing the JobKeeper program partly reflects the level and impact of health restrictions not having been as severe as expected and their imposition not having been maintained for as long as expected at the time. And this has been reflected in some improvement in the outlook for the economy since the original estimate was developed, as a consequence of these and other factors. The variation in estimates also reflects the inherent uncertainty associated with estimating the take-up of a demand-driven program in the current circumstances. Treasury's overall view of the labour market is unaffected by this reporting error. The JobKeeper program is providing important support to employers and employees through these unprecedented economic times. It remains the case that in the absence of the JobKeeper program, Treasury expects the unemployment rate would have been around 5 percentage points higher, and Treasury continues to expect the unemployment rate to reach around 10%, although as indicated by last week's labour force survey, the measured level of the unemployment is highly uncertain given the impact of social distancing restrictions on the participation rate. Treasury's revised estimate of the cost of the JobKeeper program is around $70 billion. Updated economic forecasts will be reported in the government's June economic and fiscal update. The ATO reminds all eligible employers who have enrolled but not yet made their employee declaration to ensure that they complete their April declaration by the 31st of May. 2020. The ATO also reminds employers that on an ongoing basis, they must declare their eligible employees monthly, with May declarations having to be made by the 14th of June. So I just want to make two points. First, the reduction in the JobKeeper budget actually opens the opportunity, should they choose to do so, to make payments to those gig economy workers and part-time workers that are falling outside the scheme. I would have thought that would be worth doing because we know from our surveys that many of these people are caught, dramatically caught, by their change in circumstances. But it also means that we have a significant number of households who are not accessing support and yet are experiencing financial difficulties because of lower levels of income than they expected. And this is one reason why mortgage stress numbers are continuing to rise, as we recently reported. We will update our surveys again at the end of May, and at that time, we still expect household financial stress to be rising faster than before. It also, of course, makes the point that later on, when JobKeeper is removed, the cliff may be a little lower than expected. But my own perspective is we have a long way to go between now and when it's removed, and there are many households who are still doing it really tough. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.